Mr. Lupin from Moldova.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Indeed, my questions were directed first of all to our Romanian colleagues, since actually Moldova is covered by the shell that will be located in Romania. However, these questions are still valid for both of the speakers of today. I'll try to keep the questions as simple as it is possible. The Republic of Moldova, member states, partner states normally do the deployment of their forces and other actions based on risk and threat assessment. We've talked, and you've mentioned rightly, that there are question marks with regard to the capacities of various states in Middle East to project forces to use ballistic missiles. Therefore, I presume my first question would be, I presume that such a risk and threat assessment was done, and therefore the deployment of a shield would be done based on clear technical expertise, first of all. The second simple, or simplified, take it as you like, question would be, when we speak about the missile defenses, we speak about the interceptor missiles, which means soil or land to air. How can these missiles be a threat? What kind of threat they can pose, if any? Unless, of course, one of the sides will use missiles against the countries covered by the shield as an attack weapon. Then perhaps it could be treated as a threat to someone. Otherwise, how can be a defensive mechanism be considered as a threat? As I said, these are simple or simplified questions. Treat them as you wish. In my last question would be, if we use our imagination, and if a missile flies, for example, I'm not saying this is the case, but this could be the case, but for example, over the Russian territory towards Europe, for example, would it be logical to presume that it flies over Russia, basically north of Romania? I'm speaking about the location of the shield element here in Romania. North from Romania over Russia. And would it be logical to presume that such a missile would change its trajectory towards Moldova, Romania, and then fly back to north over Europe? I'm asking this because we have heard some objections on the side of the Russian Federation or with regard to the location of the shield in Romania. And for my country, this is a matter of course, of interest, because it does cover the Republic of Moldova as well. In my personal opinion, that wouldn't be an economical route for a missile. And I believe in such a case, that would be a difficult argument for anyone to argue that this part of the shield located in Romania is a problem, including, for example, for the Republic of Moldova. Thank you.